Section 7, African Termite Mound. This section of the insect zoo is a life-size model of an African termite mound set around the corner where the Insect Society section ends and marks where the main hallway empties into the large open space. You can feel the craggy outer walls. The base of the mound is roughly circular, and if it were a clock face, with 12 o'clock facing the direction of the wall and windows, the end of the Insect Society section would intersect it at 2 o'clock, and you could walk around most of it until 12 o'clock. A tunnel through the base runs straight through from about 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Display panels and video screens are set in the rough outer wall and inside the tunnel. A sound recording from a termite colony plays inside the mound. From further away, the chewing may sound like moving water. Termites, a cockroach relative, have highly organized societies similar to those of ants, with kings, queens, soldiers, and workers. The nests of the African mound termite are engineering marvels, built of sand, soil, and termite saliva. This model termite mound has a large base about 8 feet tall, with several rough, spire-like mounds extending up further. The highest spire reaches to about 15 feet into a dome cut into the ceiling. You can crawl into the tunnel. It is 33 inches tall and 30 inches wide at the base. Inside is an illustrated cross-section of 3 connected chambers of a termite mound. Past the tunnel entrance at 6 o'clock is a 3.5-foot-long panel with text and an inset display detailing each of the 5 labor roles, such as soldiers and workers, including an orange line drawing of an individual and a pin for a preserved specimen. Going around clockwise, past the tunnel exit to 11 o'clock, an inset panel has text and a labeled diagram of a mound cross-section. Above the right corner of both displays, inset screens play a looping video with scenes from a termite colony, such as workers outside collecting bits of straw or in the nest tending to the queen. The next section is in the corner of the open space, past the windows near the left side of the mound. Be aware that the arachnid and insect carts may be stored along the windows when not in use, and they have solid signs at head height that stick out to the side about 9 inches. There may also be low stools on the ground in the area. Follow the termite mound around to the left as far as you can, then follow the short wall and windows to where the picket fence starts.